sadly, many people are up to their eyeballs in debt. Question is, what can you do about it? What are the practical steps for getting out of debt? Well, hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. And today we're going to be chatting about actually getting yourself out of debt with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw even closer to God, to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. Not sure that I know a single person who's not in debt. In the OECD nations, personal household debt is in fact at record levels. Credit cards around the globe are maxed out, with people paying exorbitant interest rates. Cars are financed, houses are mortgaged to the limit. In fact, in the USA, just at the moment, a good many homes are worth less than the debt that's owed on them. Debt is a fact of life. And yet for many, it's a scourge. The standard of living in the developed world has never been higher, and yet people are drowning in personal debt. Here in Australia, we're the leaders in the debt stakes. In the US, every man, woman and child is in debt to the level of US$44,000. But not to be outdone by the Americans, we Australians are in debt, wait for this, to the tune of $56,000 each. That's whether you're a 95-year-old pensioner, someone in the prime of your working life, or a one-day-old baby. Every man, woman and child, on average, owes US$56,000. Here we are in one of the most wealthy, peaceful and prosperous nations in the world, and we're drowning in debt. I'm joined again today by the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty, Ross Buttonshaw. Ross, welcome.
Hi, Benny.
Mind-blowing statistic, isn't it?
It is.
Have we gone stark raving mad? I mean, what's the matter with us?
Well, I think we're just caught up in the excitement of life. Sounds bland, but I think to a big degree, we don't really know the effect of what's going on around us.
Yeah, and we don't count the cost, as you've been saying to us.
No, that's right.
Of all the fun that we're supposed to be having, a lot of people are miserable. So tell me, is there such a thing as good debt and bad debt? I mean, everyone wants to own their own home, for instance, and for 99.9% of us, if we want to do that, that means a mortgage. What are your thoughts? Is there good debt and bad debt?
Well, I think it depends on who you speak to on what debt is good debt. From a businessman, good debt makes some money.
Yep.
To the average person, a good debt would be in an appreciating asset,
yep.
I believe.
Like hopefully real estate, although
hopefully
not always
real estate,
the case now.
Yeah.
But
bad debt out there is also present. Debt for things which depreciate quickly or are used up the next mm-hmm. week mm-hmm. or even debt for our living expenses and so
yeah.
on.
So, because what Christians Against Poverty do is you help people who are struggling financially. How does a person sort of figure out what constitutes manageable debt versus unmanageable debt?
Well, the way we would define whether they can manage their debt or whether it's become unmanageable, every debt has a repayment requirement from the institution.
Mm-hmm.
So for a personal loan, for instance, you might be required to pay the loan back over equal installments.
Mm-hmm.
For a credit card, often it's 2 or 3% of the outstanding debt is required to be paid. Most people would say as long as you can pay those payments, mm-hmm. it's manageable. You need to think, though, with your credit card, just paying those minimum payments could mean it's 40 years to repay your debt. That doesn't sound manageable to me.
Yeah.
But the difference between managing your debt and not managing it is whether you can make those payments and you can actually start to reduce your debt.
Yeah. Okay, someone's listening today and they're drowning in debt. What do they do? What's the first step to getting out of debt?
The first thing to do is to establish that you can pay your priority debts. Now, you might say to me, what's a priority debt? Well, a priority debt is those things you need in your life. Say, for instance, a house. If you cannot pay your mortgage, there's big issues. Mm-hmm. You really need to seek help. As well as if you've got a car you need that's under finance and you need that car to help you get to work and different things, it's very important. Some of these priority things need to be put first. Okay. Then we start looking at what would say is your non-priority debt.
Mm-hmm.
Unsecured debt. Debt that if you were to not be able to pay it, someone wouldn't come and take a car or a house or
they might come and take
service.
A television, mind you. They might.
Yeah. Now, that's establishing whether it's priority or not. do you need that TV? If you've got a debt and it's a rental debt or something on a TV, it'd be hard to establish that as a priority debt. You'd have to work out whether you really need that TV.
There are those that would argue that it is.
Yes, there are. And it depends on what standard you need. Yeah. That's all very grey. But really, we need to determine whether we can pay those debts.
So you talk about priority debts and non-priority debts. How do you categorise the noisiest creditors? I mean, some creditors will kind of put you through to someone who's going to threaten to sue you. Where does that fit into it?
Well, we need to understand that if you've got an unsecured debt, the only way they're going to get their money back is if you're struggling to repay is by harassing you and just ringing you constantly, because they've got no way of leverage of getting that money back other than just ringing you all the time and if you're struggling. Now, if someone has a mortgage, you've got a mortgage, they can always come and take your house. They're a little bit more relaxed. Mm. So they might send you a letter, they might give you a call, but they're not going to harass you particularly. And sometimes where people are lulled into this sense that, I just need to pay the people who are ringing me all the time, mm-hmm. that's not always the debt you should be paying. You should be paying the ones that can come and take your house in a few months' time when all of a sudden they get their lawyers to repossess the house. So we've got to get our priorities straight. You might be saying to me, well, does that mean we don't pay certain types of debt? If you're in a situation where you can't pay your unsecured debts properly, then you need to seek help. Mm. But you need to make sure you maintain the priority debt payments to keep your family in the house and so on.
That's a really good principle.
Yeah.
One of the things you sometimes see on late night cable television is this whole idea of debt consolidation. One simple, easy monthly payment. I mean, I've never looked into that. I've never had to. But is that what it says it is, or...?
Well, it sounds good on the surface, but most people will get debt consolidation done but not have dealt with the issues of why they're in that debt in the first place, and then it becomes dangerous. So someone will come and they will pay out all your credit cards and they'll give you one-off loan, which is probably not a low interest rate, and so you start paying that loan back. But then you've still got these open credit cards, which if you haven't changed the way you live your life...
You spend a whole bunch more money then.
Yeah, and I've dealt with many clients who have actually been in this recurring thing. They've been reconsolidated many times and they're in more debt each time because they don't shut down all the credit cards and so on. So it is very important that if you are going to consider consolidation, you need to change the way you're living your life.
Okay, the person who is absolutely despondently drowning in debt. In the short time that we have left, what do you want to say to that one person?
There is a way out. The tough thing is you have to do something about it. You have to pick up that phone and call someone who can help. That may be a church in partnership with Christians Against Poverty. That may be your local Salvation Army or those different organisations that are surrounding Australia that can help. But someone can help. It's just making that tough choice to finally change the way things are going, and you can actually get out of debt.
And Ross, I guess if people are really struggling, they could hop on a search engine and look for Christians Against Poverty and they'll find the website for CAP in their particular country.
Yeah, we're operating in UK, Australia and New Zealand, and there's a relevant website for each one.
But even elsewhere, I mean, the website will give some really good advice.
Exactly, the website will tell them where they can go to get help.
Great. All right, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bernie. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you today. And the best thing is, it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.